You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So yesterday, the Department of Corrections reaffirmed their commitment to rehabilitating ex-prisoners into training and employment by providing safer communities to support them. The OCF is leading its way in helping ex-prisoners find employment on release and have placed nearly 100 people into work in the past 12 months. To comment on this matter, producer Louis Laws got in touch with Tanya Sawick-Mead, head of the director of Just Speak, an organization pushing for transformation change in the criminal justice system. Here she is discussing the matter.
Well, I think that, like many people, we know that having better connections to one's community through work and other kinds of social connections is a really important factor in helping people reintegrate. So we definitely support any efforts by the government to reduce the barriers to work for people who have previously been incarcerated.
And so why do you think that it's important that ex-prisoners and offenders are given rehabilitation into our communities?
Well, I mean, it's kind of crucial. I mean, for starters, it's part of the legislative framework. So the purpose of the corrections institutions in New Zealand is to rehabilitate people, because otherwise, what are you doing exemplary for? Locking people up away from their families, away from their communities, away from the context in which they committed harm, and somehow assuming that that alone will create accountability and help prevent people from offending again. So obviously rehabilitation is a core concept or core principle for our justice system in terms of its focus of finding ways of restoring balance or finding accountability for harms that were committed, but also helping to prevent them from happening again. So yeah, rehabilitation really is, to my mind, the crucial role that a justice system needs to play in helping to prevent harm. And specifically when it comes to work, the effort that rehabilitation structures or processes play is really important to help reducing the barriers that many people who have previously been incarcerated or been through the justice system face in finding work again.
Yes, so I guess what I want to ask is, what do you see as the benefits of being also for not just those who are incarcerated, but what could the benefits also be for the communities that they're being placed in? What do you see as the benefits for them?
Well, people who have been incarcerated are part of our community, so I think the idea that there's some kind of separation between those who have been through the justice system and those who haven't is a bit of a false binary.
Yes.
People who have been through the justice system, have that system experience, are part of our community, and we all have a duty, I think, to help create the conditions in which they are less likely to fall back into cycles of reoffending and have a chance at a good life and a supported life. Many of the people who end up in our justice system have faced multiple forms of disadvantage, have been through the care and protection system as young people, have experienced violence or have been victims of violence themselves. So it's really a question of what do we want to do to help people who have, who've faced some really great barriers in living good lives, and what do we want to do to help those people who are part of our community? I think on a practical level, it's really great to have an opportunity for people who often have a really great high drive for finding purposeful work, and there's a lot to gain from supporting them back into the community.
So what constitutes someone who you believe is ready for rehabilitation, and how can they be supported further in this process?
I don't think there's any point at which someone isn't ready for rehabilitation. I think that rehabilitation, obviously rehabilitation encompasses many different kinds of processes and interactions that you might have. So rehabilitation is not simply attending a course or trying to get a job, but rehabilitation ideally should start at the very beginning of someone's experience or contact with the justice system. But of course, it will take many different forms depending on what's appropriate for that person. Well, I think the main issue with the rehabilitation systems and processes that New Zealand, the New Zealand correction system, kind of has in its arsenal, if you will, is that it's that too much of it, you are required to essentially be in prison in a punitive environment, which is really kind of counterintuitive when you're thinking about how to encourage someone to address their role in the harm that they've caused, or find meaningful ways of accountability, addressing the causes of their offending while they're in an environment that is often quite violent and often quite dehumanizing. So the challenges of rehabilitation really are that they're delivered in environments that are sometimes counterproductive to that rehabilitation, and even corrections themselves have noted that there's a lot to be said for programs that are about reducing the chances of reoffending and addressing the drivers of crime that take place in other settings, whether that be in the community or in sort of third spaces, if you will. So, yeah, I think that there's a lot that we could do better when it comes to rehabilitation, but any efforts to integrate people back into their communities really, I think, can start earlier, in the sense that particularly people who have not gone through the system because of violent crime, the best chance that we have at a long-term model of reducing harm is understanding the context in which they were offending and how we might address all of the factors there. So you can't expect someone to turn their life around completely when you're sending them back into a situation when nothing has changed, that they've left their family or their community, and whatever challenges that community was facing or that family was facing remain unchanged. That's obviously not sustainable. So I think a rehabilitation model that rethinks its obligations as being just towards an individual and looks at it at a kind of community level, that would be far more effective.
So for offenders, this will give them a second chance, another shot. However, what would you like to say to those communities or employers who are not so keen on this idea of ex-prisoners entering the workforce again?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I don't see that many people systemically sort of coming out against it. It's just a more insidious form of discrimination based on people basically requiring background checks or criminal record checks, regardless of whether it's particularly relevant for the role. Now, like, it's not my place to say in certain industries particularly, who should or shouldn't be employed by someone who's appropriate to employ, but I think there's a lot to be said for the drive for people who have been through the justice system to play a meaningful role in their communities again, and that part of that can be having paid work, which is really important. And I think a lot of people would like to support. You know, we see lots of really incredible organisations, employers out there who make a point of hiring people with prior convictions or experience in the justice system. And I think that's really inspiring, because there is a lot of stigma against those people, and that stigma and those barriers to work can mean that they essentially continue to experience a punishment beyond prison, beyond the time that they might have served in prison, that can go on for the rest of their life. And I don't think we as a community or as a society really believe that in lifetime punishments, particularly for small or low-level offending. So I think it's really important that we give people those second chances, and that we allow people to... We give people access to the conditions that would allow them to thrive, because we all benefit when people have those opportunities.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.